Hello and welcome to our product education program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. As many of you know, at Celebration 2014 Strength and Momentum, we had a couple of new products launched. Outstanding, of course, the Isagenesis, which you can find out about on a podcast with my dad, John Anderson, and Dr. Bill Andrews. Incredible podcast. And today we're going to be covering our brand new Isolene Bar, which is the Nutty Caramel Cashew. And I'm just going to say, if you've not tasted this bar, hold on to your hats. It's so good. People are nuts, no pun intended. They're nuts about this bar. And we have the amazing David Despain with us. So grateful for David. He's been with Isagenix for, goodness, quite a few years. What is it, 2005 that you joined, David?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so coming up on 10 years, a decade with the company, he holds the title of Director of Science Communications within our research and science department, and he is in charge of a whole host of things. He really is the go-between between R&D, our research and development, and our marketing department, but he goes through technical summaries for products, ingredients, labels, fact sheets, you name it, anything. Anything that pertains to science and our products that gets passed into the field, David's responsible for that. He is a huge contributor to the Isagenix Health blog, which is isagenixhealth.net. So if you haven't been to that blog, you will love it. You can type in any search word and it'll pull up related articles to help educate you on your body and product and science. So with that being said, welcome, David.
Thanks for having me on the call, Kirsty.
Absolutely. Well, I have to ask, in the development of the Nutty Caramel Cashew, were people like coveting these sample bars to taste? Because these bars are so yummy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to be part of the sensory analysis. We went through a few different prototypes, and people couldn't wait. We kept getting questions. We'd bring people in and to taste the bars, and they'd come away with, you know, when are we coming out with that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, and you're like, well, just be patient. Wait, just hold on. It's absolute perfection in a little package that can come to people's homes, replace a meal. And so how do you like it? Are you in love with this bar?
Oh, well, I've been having the bars for a few months now, actually, and I've been kind of sneaking them from our samples. So, actually, I can't keep them around my desk because if I do, then I'll just eat all of them. Mm-hmm. So I make sure to eat one, and then I just put it away in a drawer so that I don't look at them because, yeah, they're honestly delicious.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's so fun because this is our sixth Isolene bar flavor. And I mean, we've got something for everybody. We've got the two crunchier nugget ones, and then we've got the creamier bars. We've got the lemon, the chocolate, the peanut butter, the creamy. And of course, now it's the salty and the sweet combined. So, you know, who came up with choosing this flavor?
Well, I think what we did is we were looking at some of the flavor trends, the popular flavor trends that that people were looking for, and one of the things was salted caramel. And also, we noticed that folks really preferred nuts, but not peanuts. They wanted something different, more premium, and cashews came up at the top next to almonds. And so we just thought, you know what? Salted caramel with cashew, that sounds really good. And we tried it out and did some sensory analysis testing, tried it out with our field, and it really paid off.
Yeah, definitely. And as you know, David, there's so many different bars on the market. There's bars that are high protein, zero carbs, no fiber, artificial stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things on the market. So how does our bar compare to others on the market?
I think what you'll find is that it tastes just as good as a regular candy bar. Mm-hmm. In this, you know, in the case of caramel cashew, I think it tastes honestly even more premium and better than a lot of the other types of bars out there. But mm-hmm. you don't get the high you don't get artificial sweeteners. You're not getting the high sugar content and you are getting the 18 grams of protein from whey protein that's in there, good fats, and enough carbohydrates, and 6 grams of fiber. So that's a low glycemic bar. It's really important to understand that that it's a low glycemic bar, and it's a complete meal replacement with the in only 240 calories. So it really does provide you all of the protein, fats, carbohydrates, fiber that you need in a meal, and that's what makes it different than other types of bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you said something about the fiber. I mean, fiber is almost non-existent in some of those bars on the market. But going back to the protein source, the majority of protein bars on the market have soy in them. I mean, it's almost unavoidable when you're looking for a bar. So knowing that we've got 6 different bar choices that all taste phenomenal, all low glycemic, is really impressive. So let's talk about the sodium aspect, because this is the first bar that we're like, you know, salty and sweet. And, you know, there's this kind of stigma behind sodium these days that people are almost eliminating it out of their diet. And what's the science on this?
Well, that's one of the first questions that came up is, you know, salted caramel, isn't the sodium bad for you? And what I remind people is, you know what, sodium is a nutrient. You need 2,300 milligrams of sodium at least per day, and going lower than that is not a good idea. This bar only has 230 milligrams of sodium. Compared to our other bars have about 160 milligrams, so it's not much more sodium. In fact, you know, kudos to our product developers who were able to create this bar and give it a salty taste without so much sodium. 230 milligrams is only 10% of the DV. You still need more sodium from your diet. But when you taste it, you'll certainly taste the salt along with the caramel, and that's why you were saying it was salty and sweet, and we just think that's a very powerful flavor that people like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So sodium being an essential mineral, we need it, and don't be afraid of it. So only 10% of the sodium requirement for your day. Now let's move on to sugars. Sugars being used, obviously, this is a low glycemic bar. What are we sweetening the bar with?
Okay, so the bar is designed with maltitol and sugar as the sweeteners, just plain natural sugar, so we're not using any artificial sweeteners. The main thing to understand about maltitol is that it's a sugar alcohol, but it's a natural sugar alcohol. You find it in prunes and various natural foods. It's not something foreign. It's not something unnatural. Your body handles it just fine, but it offers fewer calories, and those calories are in the form of a low glycemic source. So it's absorbed a little bit slower and offers fewer calories to the body. That's why we use it. But it tastes like sugar. So it has a little bit of that, and then it has plain sugar. The main thing that I explain to people about sugar is that you just want to make – it's not that sugar is bad for you. It's that you want to make the most of sugar. All carbohydrates that you eat in your diet are going to break down to sugar in your gut. You're going to absorb it as sugar, What you want to do is just make sure to use sugar within the context of a meal that helps you get the, you know, it's helping the medicine go down, right? Like Mary Poppins said. So you use sugar to make the medicine go down. Protein, fiber, vitamins, those types of things are important. In this case, we're using a mixture of sugars with fiber, with protein, with good fats that help you get a complete meal, but also in a low glycemic format, and that's important. The absorption of those sugars is slow and helps you to have sustained energy, give you sustained energy over time, and that's it's more important that a meal is low glycemic, and to look at it in that context instead of focusing on whether it has sugar or not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting in talking to my dad about this one day, because somebody asked if, why is the Cleanse for Life, why does it have, you know, grams of sugar in there? Why can't we make it sugar free or something like that? And my dad's like, oh my goodness, like your brain needs energy from sugar,
so
you know, like your brain will shut down. You know, you have to have our bodies are designed for carbs. They're essential. And obviously you guys have done a beautiful job highlighting that on the health blog of even when it comes to muscle mass gain, that carbs are required and needed for lean mass development. So I think that the internet scares a lot of people when it comes to sugar, and it's what's bad is if it's sugar in excess, correct?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. We're not advocating people go out and drink big gulps or sugary sodas or anything like that with 37 grams of sugar without any other nutrition in it.
Yeah.
That's of course not what we're doing here. This is just a few grams of sugar, seven grams of sugar, which is about the same as what you'd find in an orange in the context of a complete meal replacement of only 240 calories.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So great. Okay, so let's talk about weight loss when it comes to the bars in regards to weight loss. Why would they be so important?
Well, one of the things that you find with people who are trying to lose weight is you try to put them on a normal diet, you try to put them on a traditional diet, and they make all sorts of mistakes. They lack the calories they need, they lack the nutrition they need, they might go on a restrictive diet where they're eating only vegetables, they might go on a restrictive diet where they're eating only meat, and we know that that those diets fail, that people underestimate how many calories they're eating. They also don't consider the balance of nutrition. So, you know, meal replacements in general, the shakes and the bars, just take the guesswork out of it. We make sure that you're getting all the nutrition that you need within only 240 calories. It makes losing weight a lot easier, and the bars just offer the extra convenience of being able to put it in your pocket and walk around, and when it's time to have a meal, just to pull it out and have a meal without having to resort to rushing off to a fast food chain. So bars are very important. We're seeing that we're seeing more and more that they're going to play a big role in helping people to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes you just want something to chew, you know? I mean, the shakes, I'm a shake fanatic. Sometimes I just, every once in a while, just have a bar and being able to kind of chew it. And of course, having that little nutty, salty, sweet mixture is amazing. It was funny when I was coming back from San Diego, I'm curbside in one of the sky caps for Delta. He's like, well, you know, were you here for the Isogenics event? I'm like, I was. And he's like, somebody just came through here and gave us candy bars. And it was the new Nutty Caramel Cashew Bar. And that's what they thought. They're like, oh, this is delicious. This is candy bar. So anyhow, it's to know that it's healthy for you is amazing. So, of course, that's weight loss. But now we have the two other categories, which is the healthy aging and the energy and performance, which is our athletes category. So what makes the Isolene bars great for these?
Well, I think for healthy aging, what we know for older folks is that they tend to not get enough protein. They tend to only get about half the RDA of protein that they need. When in reality, they should be actually getting more protein than the majority of us. When you get older, this is very important. When you get older, your requirements for protein actually go up. They don't go down. They actually go up. Your needs for other things go down, but protein is actually a higher requirement. And new studies are showing that you might need 1.5 to 2 grams per kilogram versus the RDA, which is only 0.8 grams per kilogram. And that's important for being able to hold on to muscle as you age, and being able to. And if you hold on to muscle, you also hold on to bone, and you move more, and you get out more. And those are all things that are important. So, you know, for healthy aging, Isolene bars in general really can help to give folks that the meal replacement with 18 grams of protein that they might not necessarily be getting otherwise, and that's a good amount for older folks.
Excellent. Okay. Go ahead.
For energy and performance, of course, folks who are athletes or folks who are trying to gain muscle, they can use the bars as a snack. I mean, and get more protein and get good nutrition along with other things that they're eating. So, isolene bars can certainly be used as an extra source of quick nutrition.
Excellent. Good. I know I love the convenience of the bars. Think of you moms that are listening in when you're running the kids around and you're hungry and you're running short on time to be able to have a bar on hand to eat, or for you athletes to have bars on hand when you're out and about. Because if you're working out, you're an athlete, you roll through the food, you roll through nutrition, eating every 2 to 3 hours. So I don't know, just the flexibility and the ease and the user friendliness of these bars is so much fun. And I think that, and they're so good for the kids. I was talking to a mom in Michigan, Daniela, who has a couple of little ones, and one of her little ones came home from school and said, "Mom, everybody at school thinks that I have the coolest mom." And she said, "Oh, why is that?" And he said, because everybody can't believe that my mom puts candy bars in my lunch. And they're the isolene bars. And, you know, these little kids don't know that there's 18 grams of, you know, amazing protein going into these little growing bodies. So, but David, another little user-friendly tip for me is I loved to cut up isolene bars, pop them in a Ziploc baggie and take it to the movie with me, whether it's, you know, to replace Milk Duds. Now the nutty caramel cashew, I think it's going to replace popcorn for me too, a little saltiness. What about you?
Well, that's fantastic news, because we know that, for example, at the movie theaters, they are exempt from having to show their trans fat amounts compared to grocery stores and restaurants. So that popcorn is one of the worst things that you could eat. It's full of trans fat, and they don't have to declare it.
Wow.
So be sure. Yeah, great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, skip the buttered popcorn. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Take
a bag of the Wathans.
Wathans, yeah.
And a bar, the nutty caramel cashew, and you're set. You'll be stuffed by the end of the movie. That would actually yield 28 grams of protein. That's impressive.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great for athletes, for anybody.
Yeah. Well, David, thank you so much for being with us today. We so appreciate all of your dedication and hard work that you and your team put out for all of us on our behalf, and of course for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Kirstie.
Awesome. And everybody that's listening in, thanks for being with us. If you do not have your nutty caramel cashew bars, make sure you put them on your auto ship. I know everybody down in Australia, you're dying now. By the way, David, is there any idea on when Aussies are going to be able to get this bar? Because they're already asking.
I know. We're working on it.
You're working on it. Okay. All right. Well, hold tight, Aussies. And until next time, everyone, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.